Hello and welcome to a very special opening bell boxing news podcast. My name is Matt Christie. Alongside me is John Dennan, but slightly different surroundings to what we're used to. So we hope that the sound is okay. Normally we're in a much smaller room than this. At the moment we're sat in a huge tent, which is the media centre at the MGM Grand for Mayweather Pacquiao. We've made it.
Just about.
John, how are you doing? You've had an interesting few days. I last saw you, you were about to head off for Chicago.
So much has happened since. It's been good. Put years on my life, though.
You do look a little bit older than when I last saw you, I've got to be honest.
It's been so long since I last slept. Because I was in Chicago to see Badu Jack beat Anthony Durrell in the WBC super middleweight title. Then I went straight on to New York to see Vladimir Klitschko at Madison Square Garden. That was amazing to see. And then it was another incredibly early start to get over here in time for Mayweather Pacquiao fight week.
It's all a little bit surreal, isn't it? I mean, just describe what you can see at the moment, John.
Some tasteful thrones, which I guess are for the media. Lots of Mayweather Pacquiao posters, some artificial hedges. Rows and rows of empty press desks, which I imagine will be full pretty soon. Or at least certainly tomorrow.
We've both been and experienced Las Vegas fights a few times in the past. And compared to the size that we've normally got, the media's normally got, I would say this tent alone is at least twice the size of the of what it normally is. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah.
They've also got a broadcast centre, which is up where the media centre as we know it is. They are catering, looking at this room, they are catering for huge amounts of media, aren't they?
Yeah, and they must have had, I'm not sure the number, but it must have been a ridiculous number of press applications, just people trying to get into the arena, or you know, even just being in the media room is going to be fascinating. We've got press conferences coming up with obviously stars, but the undercard as well, their arrivals tomorrow. So we have precious fight week media passes. Let's see what actually happens.
That we've been advised not to wear around our necks anywhere other than safe havens like the media centre and what have you. Otherwise, we could get mugged by.
That's what I was told by an old hand.
It makes sense,
New
though,
York
doesn't it?
Yesterday,
it makes sense.
Yeah, he was saying around Tyson fights, people would just, you know, claw the press credential from your neck. Yeah, I do. If I see you with a press pass, Matt, I'll go for it.
I know you will. So let's talk a bit more about Mayweather Pacquiao. I mean, at the moment, there's absolutely nothing going on. I must admit, I thought there'd be a few more people around, but there's no one here. Talk to us about Klitschko. Talk to us about the Klitschko fight. Were you impressed with the Klitschko fight?
Yeah, that was. Yeah, it was my first time in Madison Square Garden. I've never been. Never been there before. I wasn't expecting it to be quite so big and so loud. I didn't realise there were so many Ukrainians in New York. Everyone had turned out to see him. The fight itself turned out to be quite mesmerising. Even though Klitschko was easily winning it. You know, Jennings gave him problems from time to time, which I wasn't expecting to see.
Do you think, we spoke briefly, do you think that the problems that Jennings gave Klitschko was an indication of Klitschko perhaps starting to feel his age a little bit, or was it Jennings being better than most had anticipated?
Jennings did do well, and you know, Klitschko, he wasn't in any real danger. It's just that Jennings managed to like catch up to him in a way you weren't expecting, and managed to avoid Klitschko's, you know, big bombs in a way I just didn't think he would. So I didn't have particularly high hopes for Jennings doing well. And yeah, my feeling was not that it's a dramatic decline, but I just had this feeling that that he's, you know, he's starting to slip, that he is 39, that you know, he's been phenomenal for such a big guy, but and to keep going for so long. But I just think that we're starting to see hints now that people can get, you know, people can get to him, and people can sort of disrupt him, and he can't entirely control his opponents, or maybe he's not going to be able to control his opponents the way he has over the last 5 years. Because the first time I saw him was, first time I saw him live was in 2010 against Sam Peter, and you know, he did everything so right and so well. I was looking at him thinking, how has anyone beat that? How does anyone get past that jab? And when they do, they got that massive right hand waiting for them. He's patient, he knows what he's doing, knows when to bring in his big uppercuts and hooks. So this, I think his rivals will all have taken a keen interest in that fight, and suddenly the Deontay Wilder fight comes a lot more interesting. Like, Deontay Wilder can't match him in terms of technique, but he's got that crazy power.
It looks like it's Tyson Fury next. I think I'm right in saying that you haven't really given Tyson Fury much of a chance against Klitschko. Have you changed your opinion after what you witnessed at the weekend?
Yes. I think that's a real fight, and I give I think Fury's a lot better than Brian Jennings, and Klitschko's so used to dealing with those smaller people, trying to get to him. Now he's got someone who can match him for sort of, you know, height and reach. That becomes very interesting. I think Klitschko would surely be a big favourite. But Tyson Fury is a very sort of viable challenger, a very viable contender.
Okay, were you around for any of the... I saw Shannon Briggs was making a bit of a nuisance of himself with Deontay Wilder. Did you see any of that going on?
I was in Chicago. That was at the weigh-in. So I saw that and heard about that when I got there. And at sort of as the arena was sort of clearing out, you could hear Shannon Briggs going, "Let's go, champ! Let's go!" It was just quite sad, and like it's, this will be in the report in the magazine this week. But you know, Klitschko was asked about it at the press conference after the fight, which is a very late press conference. I think he was in doping control for a while, so we were there till like 2 a.m. New York time waiting for him. And God knows what time that was for me. I didn't really know what was going on at that stage. But Klitschko was saying in the press conference that someone needs to save Shannon Briggs from himself, because if Shannon Briggs did manage to talk his way into a Klitschko fight, that would be a dreadfully one-sided beatdown. And you know, Vladimir said, "Remember what Vitaly did to him," and you were there for that. So sort of, it's not hugely edifying to see. And then he was getting into it with Deontay Wilder at the weigh-in. You could sort of see that fight happening, sort of, couldn't you?
You could certainly see Deontay Wilder against Shannon Briggs.
Yeah.
As Wilder kind of waits for Klitschko Fury to kind of take place. You could certainly see Wilder and Briggs, and to be honest, you could probably see it doing fairly decent business as well. But no, Shannon Briggs has done absolutely nothing to merit another title shot. He's knocked out a lot of nobodies. But you know, this is boxing, isn't it? And it wouldn't be the first time that something like this has happened, unfortunately. So heavyweight division certainly getting interesting, isn't
it? Yeah, I think it's going to be very interesting the next couple of years with Klitschko, because he's got, you know, he sort of plays down, going for Joe Lewis's record and says he's his idol and doesn't think it can be broken. You sort of believe him, and he's right. I don't. But the next couple of years, he must want to unify all the titles. He must want Deontay Wilder's WBC belt. That's not going to happen until next year. Sort of, you know, Tyson Fury's next mandatory. He doesn't want to lose, you know, one of the titles he already has. And so I think as time goes on, he'll get more vulnerable, and presumably Wilder can get better. Because if I was Klitschko, I'd want to clear out his challenges as quickly as I can. He's freakish to have been so dominant for such a long period of time, and he's 39 years old. But can't keep going forever.
It would kind of give Klitschko the credibility he's been craving, really, if he was to finish his career by convincingly beating both Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and also, if he's slipping slightly, he's going to be in much more exciting fights because they're not just going to be systematic one-sided beatdowns. So, you know, and you could see how popular he was in New York. I wasn't expecting that